Metro Nashville is giving away land in some of the city's hottest neighborhoods. But there's a catch. The homes built on them have to be cheap enough for middle-income workers to buy. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
South Englewood is sizzling with reconstruction. Kate Wolf and her musician husband bought a house here 3 years ago. It was close to hipper parts of East Nashville, but still fairly cheap. Now many of those modest homes clad in aluminum siding are gone, and developers would like the Wolf's home to be next. She says they write nearly every day with an offer.
I'm sure everybody on the street gets those letters.
The houses being built here now tower over the treetops and stretch back from the street like semi-trailers. Neighbors derisively call them tall skinnies. Builders are asking as much as $400,000.
So that's a pretty big price point for this neighborhood.
Wolf says there's no chance she could buy into South Englewood now. But Nashville officials think there may be a way to keep families like hers from being priced out. The city plans to offer to nonprofits 18 vacant lots, land that tax authorities seized years ago. The nonprofits, in turn, would have to build homes at below market prices. The planning department's Doug Sloan says it's about keeping Nashville within reach of families making $50,000 or so a year.
There are nurses, police officers, our teachers, Metro employees, and we're simply trying to create tools where we can encourage housing for that workforce.
The land giveaway isn't the first time Nashville has tried to tackle working-class affordability. In downtown, high-rise developers can get subsidies if they set aside a few cheaper units. But Mayor Carl Dean says tax-seized properties address a frequent complaint raised by developers. After spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to get a property in a hot neighborhood, they can't afford to build anything inexpensive.
It answers a real need, which is the need for land.
Land that's near mass transit and not too far away from jobs. In addition to East Nashville, the city is offering free sites in Madison, Chestnut Hill, West, and North Nashville. They may not be the last. Metro Nashville owns more than 300 tax-seized lots. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.